conversation to speak. So I'm going to talk about basically how to identify the monodromy operator in, I guess, the statement of local global compatibility. So let's start with L, a CM field, L a prime different from another prime P, iota L an isomorphism of QL bar with C, and pi a cuspidal automorphic representation of GLN of the adels of O such that pi is regular algebraic and conjugate self-dual. All right, and so in this case, there is a Galois representation associated to pi, so a representation of the Galois group of the absolute Galois group of L, L-adic, continuous. So in the generality that I'm going to talk about, this is due to Harris-Taylor, Shin, Chenevier-Harris. All right, and then there is a statement of what local global compatibility should be. So take the Wedelin representation associated to the Galois, the global Galois representation associated to pi. We restrict to the decomposition group at some place Y, place of L, and Frobenius semi-simplify, and this should be isomorphic to iota L inverse rec pi Y dual tensor get 1 minus n over 2. All right, and this should be an isomorphism of Wedelin representation. Which means it should, well, a Wedelin representation, you can think of it as a triple vector space, a representation of the Wey group, and then a nilpotent operator. This is called the monodromy operator. And it encodes the action of inertia. So the goal for today is to start with having a compatibility of representations of the Wey group, so just V of R. So our goal is assume we know compatibility for V of R. I'll explain how to deduce the compatibility of monodromy operators. Okay, and so there's a kind of an expectation for what the monodromy operators on both sides should look like. So to explain that, I guess I'll call it purity. So the representation V, or the vector space V, but VR, has a filtration which is increasing, separated, and exhaustive, I guess I should say. So I V, such that for some list of Frobenius, every eigenvalue of R of C is a Wey number on the ith graded piece is the vein number of weight I. Okay, and in that case, N has to send fill I into fill I minus 2 because of the compatibility that it needs to satisfy with R. And we're gonna, so our expectation is that both of these representations are pure. So both representations are pure, which means N, so pure of some weight, let's say, K, sorry? If it has a, so I'm just trying to define the notion of pure. But in our case, we know what it looks like. So we already have the description of what V and R are. So our pure, which means that N to the I induces an isomorphism of the k plus I graded piece with the k minus I graded piece. So a priori, n to the I will just map this piece into this piece, and we wanted to induce an isomorphism. So I should say that this property, so purity, completely identifies the monodromy operator. And it's saying that N is as non-trivial as possible, given the weight location. Sorry, maybe I'll try without the microphone, and I think I can be hopefully loud enough. Oh, so I should. Okay, sorry. All right. So N has to be as non-trivial as possible given the weight filtration. And another property is that this can be checked at Iwahori level. So for our representations, I should say, because purity is preserved under finite extensions. So if you look at a representation of the V group of K, you can check this property on any finite extension of K. So for the compatibility, we can just assume that pi y has an Iwahori fixed vector. Okay, and I would like to explain why we'd want this, why we'd expect this to be pure. So the reason is, well, in that isomorphism, the right-hand side is pure of some weight, just some weight, if the Ramanujan-Peterson conjecture holds for pi as above. Mainly, regular algebraic and square integral. Regular algebraic and conjugate self-dual. Basically, you want it to hold for pi and for all of its, for all the sigma pi's when sigma is an automorphism of the complex numbers. Okay, so this states that pi y is tempered at all finite places y. of L. Okay. And the left-hand side should be pure. Well, the reason that it, I guess the reason that the left-hand side should be pure has to do with algebraic geometry. So often the Galois representation is realized in the cohomology of a Shimura variety. Which is a proper smooth variety. And there's a general conjecture called the weight monodromy conjecture due to Deligne that says when X over K is proper smooth for K apiotic field, the etal cohomology of X, well, the L-adic cohomology of X, K bar, is pure in the sense of weight I. So I guess if you guys were at the colloquium last week, then you may have seen that many cases of the weight monodromy conjecture have been recently proved by Scholze. Okay, so in any case, you know, since we expect this to show up in the cohomology of a proper smooth variety, we'd want, you know, the left-hand side to be pure as well. Okay, so the strategy for identifying the monodromy operators is showing that both of these representations are pure of some weight, and for that we need to prove kind of the two results. Let's call this result A, which is the Ramanujan-Peterson conjecture, the fact that pi y is tempered for all finite places y of L, and we have to prove, I guess, purity of this. I'll call this B, which, you know, we want to try to reduce it to some case of the weight monodromy conjecture. Maybe try to find it in the the representation in the cohomology of a proper smooth variety. Okay, so the idea for doing this, I guess, especially this case, which is harder, dates back to Taylor Yoshida. So I'm going to start by explaining their strategy. In order to work in the context of Taylor Yoshida, we need to assume, let's say, this is going to be our first stage, assume that pi is square integrable at a finite place. Okay, so this is the situation in which Taylor and Yoshida prove local global compatibility, although I should say that I'm going to focus on the geometry behind this argument, and the geometry is the same, or roughly the same in the case of Shin, so that is working under hypothesis one of his talk, which was an odd or an even, and then some extra regularity assumption on pi infinity. Okay, so under this assumption, we can find the Galois representation associated to pi in the cohomology of a Shimura variety. So you realize let's say, both RL of pi semi-simplified. So that means, you know, not keeping track of the monodromy operator. And rec pi y in the cohomology of a proper smooth Shmurov variety. So this will be associated to a group, an algebraic group, G over Q, such that over R, G looks like a unitary similitude group with signature 1, n minus 1 at one place, and 0, n at all the other infinite places. Okay, and there is a Shimura variety X, so I won't write down the PEL datum, but you can do that and get a Shimura variety X, which is going to be defined over L. Okay, and so our goal is to study the cohomology of X. So the alternating sum with coefficients in some least Elatic sheaf that encodes the weight. So for simplicity, and because I want to focus on the geometry, I'm going to assume that LXC is just QL bar. But you know, the argument will work for any weight. Okay, so for one thing, the Shimura variety, as I said, is proper and smooth. So the Weil conjectures already give us temperedness. So Weil conjectures imply result A, which is that pi is tempered at all finite places, y of L. Okay, so we already have this. And now I want to explain how some extra geometric input together with A will give you B, will give you the fact that this representation is pure. You can look at K, which is Ly, and you choose Y to correspond to the place, the infinite place of L, where the signature is 1, n minus 1. So if you do this, let's say OK is the ring of integers, pi is a uniformizer, residue field K, then there is an integral model of the Shimura variety. And I should say, yeah?
I'm sorry, I'd like to go back. You don't have temperedness precisely at least 5 at this point. You have it at the good 5.
In the...
Not in this case. When in Yoshida, you are trying to
Yes. So at that point, you have temperedness at all primes due to Harris-Taylor, isn't it? Okay. Yes, it was an argument of Plaza. Okay. So. All right, so we have an integral model, and I should say we only care about Iwahori level structure, so we're going to have Iwahori level at y. All right, so the signature, so as you've seen in some of the previous talks, Okay. So there is, I guess, the Kottwitz determinant condition. Or also known as H compatibility. So this implies, well, this X is a moduli space of abelian varieties equipped with polarizations, endomorphisms, and level structures, and A, Y, infinity is a one-dimensional compatible Barsotti take OK module. Okay. And the P divisible group is sort of not very interesting at other primes above P. Because either you can understand how to deform it using the polarization, or it's a top. Okay. At Iwahori level, in addition to, I guess you can think of parametrizing abelian varieties, and instead of the level structure, you can think of parametrizing chains of isogenies. So Iwahori level parametrizes chains of isogenies C. So from G, let's call G this Marsotti Kato K module, into, let's say this is the first one, G0 into G1, and so on, Gn, which is G mod the pi torsion. Okay. And so by studying the deformation problem for such chains of isogenies, you can get some information about the structure of the integral model. So X is locally is a tau over spec OK adjoined n variables modded out by X1 through XR minus pi for 1, so R somewhere between 1 and n. Which means that X is strictly semi-stable. And on the other hand, the special fiber of the integral model, let's say that's Y, X over OK, K. Okay, so the special fiber has a stratification. Y is, let's say, the union of yi's for I equals 1 to n, where each of these is the closed subscheme in the special fiber, where the ith isogeny induces the zero map on the Lie algebra. For example, the Frobenius isogeny will induce the zero map on the Lie algebra. So these are going to be some smooth divisors in a simple normal crossing divisor. So you can consider the following stratification. for S, a non-empty subset of 1 through n, Ys is going to be the intersection of Yi for I and S. So this is going to be proper and smooth over K, and of dimension n minus the cardinality of S. So the dimension of the whole Shimura variety is, well, dimension of the generic fibers, n minus 1. The dimension of these is n minus the cardinality of S. And we can even consider disjoint union, so we forget, you know, what elements are in S, but just, maybe K, just how many. And we look at something like this. Again, this is going to be proper and smooth. And we look at AK to be the projection from YK into Y. And I should say that these basically cover closed Newton polygon strata. So if you look at the Shimura variety with no level structure, these are going to cover strata where the Newton polygon is above, equal or above something. Okay. So in order to compute the cohomology of the generic fiber, so let's say we're interested in H, X, K bar, 0 bar, isomorphic to H, Y, with coefficients in the complex of nearby cycles, and we want to find a way to understand this cohomology, maybe, you know, so since this isn't smooth, you can't just put QL bar here, but you'd want to try to express this in terms of the cohomology of some, you know, some things that are proper and smooth. So those would be these strata, or these covers. So in this case, when you have strictly semi-stable reduction, there's actually kind of a recipe for how to do this. This is given by the Rappaport zinc weight spectral sequence. Since we have a strictly semi-stable reduction, that is going to be a spectral sequence. So I guess theorem due to Rappaport and zinc, there is a spectral sequence E1. So the E1 page will consist of, I guess, cohomologies of such strata. So let me zero I H J minus 2S, the stratum corresponding to I plus 2S plus 1 QL bar, and with some twist. Okay, so the E1 terms are just going to be direct sums of cohomologies of these proper smooth things, and it's going to compute the cohomology of the generic fiber. Well, the Vedelin representation associated too. Hi plus j, k bar, 2l bar. Okay. And moreover, n can be made explicit. It'll send ij into I plus 2, j minus 2. And, okay, So you have such a spectral sequence. This is just in general for something with strictly semi-stable reduction. I want to say a little bit about how to construct such a spectral sequence, just because it will be relevant in the case when n is even and we don't have an extra regularity assumption. So just, you know, very rough ideas for constructing this. And I'm going to follow a construction that is due to Saito. The idea is to compute the monodromy filtration associated to the action of n on the complex of nearby cycles. So the monodromy filtration, so n is a nilpotent operator. It has a kernel and an image filtration, which are finite. The monodromy filtration is the convolution of the kernel and image filtration. And so, you know, the formula is relatively complicated, but it's easier to understand what the graded pieces are. So the graded pieces of this filtration are direct sums of things that look like GR, QI, GR, K, P, R, Psi, QL bar. So these are the graded pieces of the kernel filtration. These are the graded pieces of something induced from the image filtration. So it's basically, you know, you can try to compute the kernel and image filtration on this complex or, you know, graded pieces. So one way you can do this in the case of strictly semi-stable reduction is that, well, for one thing, you can compute the sheaves of nearby cycles, QL bar. So you have a quasi-isomorphism or a resolution of a sheaf of nearby cycles in degree K with a complex that is obtained just by pushing forward the constant sheaves on these smooth proper things. So, you know, if we can express these in terms of such push forwards, then we'll be in good shape, because then we can reduce everything to something, you know, proper and smooth. Okay, so you have such a resolution, and the inertia acts trivially on these sheaves. So these, you can think of them, well, if I shift it, and I should say there's a Tate twist here. So if I shift it, I just put this, you know, think of it instead of as a sheaf, as a complex, that is only concentrated in degree K, then you can think of it as somehow a graded piece of some canonical filtration on the whole complex. The fact that you have trivial inertia action tells you that there is an induced map, so N induces a map from RK psi QL bar to, well, so this is the graded piece coming from fill K, it has to be sent to fill K minus 1, so it induces a map from the kth graded piece to the K minus 1 first graded piece. I'm going to call this N bar. And so it turns out that really in order to understand what these pieces or in order to understand this action, it's really enough to understand this map. The reason for that is that N bar is injective. And so somehow the kernel filtration is already, the graded pieces of the kernel filtration are already these. So this GRP K RP. Sorry. So really then you just need to understand how this map acts here, and it has a very simple description. Nice resolution in terms of push forwards of things coming from something smooth. So if I, let's say I start in degree k minus 1, I'll have 0 ak plus 1 QL bar an QL bar with a shift. And then below, I'll start at AK and go into AK plus 1 and so on. And this time it's twisted minus K plus 1 times. And so the map here, so there's an actual map of complexes, the map here is 0. The map here is just a tape twist. This means that it's very easy to compute kind of what the image filtration of N bar is from here. It's just going to be one of these, you know, I guess it's going to consist of these pieces. So just the final result is that GR Q I GR KP is isomorphic to A P plus Q star QL bar minus P plus Q. So the spectral sequence that I wrote down can just be obtained as, you know, the spectral sequence associated to a filtration whose graded pieces are direct sums of this these terms. And somehow by construction, I guess I've written it here. So, no, it doesn't work. N induces the right isomorphisms on the E1 page. So we're kind of looking at, you know, we want to match up terms of different weights. By construction, N will induce the isomorphisms that we need on the E1 page. So there's, I guess, another result due to Taylor and Yoshida. Now, which tells you that this simplifies significantly when you have something strictly when you have something coming from a Shimura variety. So, theorem due to Taylor and Yoshida, the cohomologies of YS to L bar is So when pi f comes from a cuspidal automorphic representation, the pi f part of such a cohomology in our situation is equal to zero unless I is n minus the cardinality of s. So this is maybe the kind of result that you've seen. Cuspidal part of the cohomology vanishes outside the middle degree. So under this, as a corollary, this spectral sequence is concentrated on a diagonal. You need I plus j to equal n. And in that case, it degenerates at E1, and we're done. We're done proving B, so we already had A. Okay, and just briefly, this theorem is based on computing H, Y, S, to L bar, pi F, when computing this when, well, pi on one hand is tempered and it has non-zero Iwahori fixed vectors. That means that it has a very specific description just from looking at the classification of such representations. Pi y has to be the induction of something like sp s1 chi 1 cross sp sr chi r, where all of these are unramified characters. So the idea is to compute this cohomology when you have this specific form at y, and the way you would compute it is by relating everything well. Maybe I'll just say it in words. So you relate the cohomology of these basically closed Newton polygon strata to open Newton polygon strata to, in turn, these are covered by Gusa varieties. So this is something that you've seen in Shin's talk yesterday. The ingredient, in general, you need to understand the cohomology of Igusa varieties. So this is where the situation of Taylor, Yoshida, and Shin differs, because in Shin's case, you need to be able to handle endoscopy. And the final computation is that this cohomology, if I take the pi f isotypic part, you're going to get a direct sum over cardinality of s is equal to si. So these si's, they can't be anything. They have to match up with the cardinality of s, which defines our stratum, of vi, which is basically rec chi I inverse times some other factors. So you see a piece of the local Langlands image of pi y inside each of these strata. And you can compute the weight here, And because this is kept constant, because the SI is kept constant, there's only one weight that shows up. So by the Vey conjectures, because we have something proper and smooth on this side, you get this theorem. HI is zero unless I is n minus the cardinality of S. Okay, so in the remaining time, I'd like to explain what you can do to remove the extra regularity assumption that we had on the representation of pi at infinity. So the situation is going to be somehow very similar to Taylor-Yoshida, and there are only two kind of main obstacles. So now let's say n even and no extra regularity assumption. Well, in this case, the problem was that there didn't exist a unitary group that had the right signature at infinity, and that was quasi-split at all finite places. So instead, we're going to work with G over Q, a group such that GR is U G U 1 n minus 1 cross U 1 n minus 1 cross U 0 n some number of times. So instead, we're going to work with a group that has signature 1 n minus 1 at two infinite places, and that is quasi-split at all finite places. So the sum of local invariants that tells you whether there's an obstruction, in this case, is even, and that means there's no obstruction to the existence of such a group. Now, the only thing is that the if X is a Shimura variety for this group, then the cohomology of X only sees RL of pi squared rather than RL of pi. But in our case, this is okay because it's enough to check that RL of pi squared at y is pure of some weight. This is equivalent to asking that RL of pi at y be pure. The reason it's equivalent is somehow you want n to be as non-trivial as possible, and if n is as non-trivial as possible here, then it must be as well on the original representation. Okay, so the main difference, so on one hand, this does see something where we can compute purity, but the geometry is more complicated. So let me describe somehow the moduli problem that you saw in the Taylor-Yoshida case times two. So the Kottwitz determinant, okay, so let's say we look at X over OK, where, so we need to take F over L, a quadratic extension, in which Y splits as P1 and P2, somehow in order to simplify our geometry. And now we look at K, which is FP1, isomorphic to FP2. OK is, again, the ring of integers. It's going to be an integral model with the property that A pi infinity, where A is going to be, the abelian variety at any closed geometric point, this has to be one-dimensional compatible Barsotti-Tate OK module, where now this is for I 1 and 2. So, you'll have two one-dimensional Barsotti-Tate OK modules that you're trying to deform. And so at Iwahori level, at both primes, P1 and P2, your moduli problem is going to deform chains of isogenies C1 and C2 for G1 and G2. So this is all kind of each individual chain is the same as in the Taylor-Yoshida situation. So that tells us that locally X is a tau over scheme that looks like spec OK adjoined n variables and another n variables, and then x1 xr minus pi y1 ys minus pi. So such a scheme is no longer semi-stable, but it is a product of strictly semi-stable schemes. Okay, and the stratification is slightly more complicated, but you can guess that the strata are going to be defined by two subsets. For S and T, non-empty subsets of 1 through N. Okay, so there are two main differences that can be seen at this point. And I should say these are also proper smooth of dimension 2n minus cardinality of S minus the cardinality of T. So one thing is we want a formula for H X K bar QL bar in terms of H Y S T QL bar. Again, we want to be able to compute the cohomology of the generic fiber in terms of the proper smooth pieces. And since we're no longer in the semi-stable situation, we can't just use the weight spectral sequence that I wrote down. And another thing is that we don't know that pi y is tempered, since we only see rec pi y squared semi-simplified. So you kind of see the tensor square, so you can't use the Vey conjectures to prove that pi is tempered. We know it at unramified places because of Clausel, but I guess we need it at ramified places if we want to use. So this would correspond to B, this would correspond to A. So if A plus whatever extra geometric input has to give us B, but we don't know this yet. So these are the two main differences. So for the first I'll just say that it's possible to derive a spectral sequence with E1 terms described as direct sums of things like H, Y, S, T, Q, L bar, which computes the cohomology of the generic fiber. So it's possible to derive a version of the weight spectral sequence in this situation, just basically following, so again, by computing monodromy filtration of N on acting on sheaves of nearby cycles. So The steps are actually pretty similar to what I outlined. It's just, I guess, a little bit more involved to be able to relate the graded pieces of the monodromy filtration to these strata. And for two, I'll just, I guess, explain the idea. So we know that at least this is seen in the cohomology of a Shimura variety. So since rec pi y squared semi-simplified appears in the cohomology of something proper and smooth, we know that pi can be basic, pi y can be one of two things. So it can be either tempered, in which case we're done, or if it's not tempered, it has to look like a parabolic induction of Sp S1 pi 1 times determinant to 1 half tensor, 1 fourth, sorry. Sp S1 pi 1 determinant to the negative 1 fourth, and so on. So before we just had, I guess, these Sp Si of chi I. Now, if we're not in the tempered situation, they have to be kind of showing up in pairs, and you have a determinant to the 1 fourth and a determinant to the minus 1 fourth that shows up. So in order to prove temperedness in this case, you do kind of the same computation with open Newton polygon strata and Igusa varieties, as in the case of Taylor-Yoshida, but instead of plugging in the tempered representation, you plug in something like this. So you can compute H Y S T 0 bar pi F isotopic part, again via open Newton polygon strata and Igusa varieties, and you get a direct sum, some non-zero constant, and then Si and Sj have to match up the dimensions of the strata S and T whose cohomology you're computing, and then you're going to have some representation V1 ij plus 2V2 ij plus V3 ij. And so the reason you get 3 instead of 1 as before is that you have this 1 fourth and this negative 1 fourth. So this will be like something like rec chi I inverse chi j inverse, and then norm to the minus a half. This one will have just rec chi I inverse chi j inverse. This one will be with the norm to the half. So rec chi I inverse chi j inverse norm half. Okay. You can compute the weights just, you know, without even knowing very much about these characters. You can see that the weights here are m minus 1, m, and m plus 1. Okay, so if that happens, you know, on the other hand, here we have an alternating sum. So that leads to a contradiction. So we can't be in the situation where we have temperedness. Where we have this, we have to be tempered. And if that's the case, you go back to the same computation, then only one thing will show up, and that will tell you, you know, cohomology vanishes outside middle degree, as in the Taylor-Yoshida situation. All right, yeah, I'm done. Thank you.